Okay, so we're on our way to Grand Forks, North Dakota. Driving a main cargo.
We should talk a little bit at least about, you know, what the plan is for this.
Got my sound blade. There you go.
Okay, so we're on our way to Grand Forks, North Dakota, driving up from Fargo. But first of all, we were in Fargo because of the Misfit Con.
Yeah, so this is actually, I might be a surprise to most people, but it's our third time in the lovely city of Fargo, North Dakota, that I must say everyone laughs at us when we say we're going there, and they would probably even laugh harder that it's our third time, but it is, and we love it, and we got a lot of great takeaways from this year's conference.
Yep, the biggest takeaway, which was ship shit. Yes, written in big letters on top of our collaborative art project we did over there. We've been working on this podcast for how long?
Since February, I think. Yeah. Well, and by working on it, we mean, so recording audio in different places that we've gone, and then they said at the conference this weekend, something that really struck with me is that they're saying if you're trying to teach somebody how to swim, like, you can make all the business plans in the world and, you know, make your mission statement of, like, I'm going to learn how to swim. And then you make your plan of, like, okay, I'm going to dive in the water, and then I'm going to move my arms this way, and then I'm going to come up for breath this time and the other time. And then the fact is that that literally serves you nothing at all, not at all, if you don't just jump in the water and start swimming. Like, that business plan is, I mean, even my outlines, you know, they're not even... there's somewhat of an advancement in what we're doing, but they don't mean anything unless we actually just get this out there, because nobody's going to want to read my outlines for podcasts.
Well, I think there was two kind of issues. I think the first one was we kept wanting to make this sound and, you know, every aspect to be perfect. And the second part, I think, was because podcasting is new to us, we wanted to make it a lot like the podcast we've listened to.
Yeah.
We're really inspired by things like Radiolab. And it's not like just interviewing someone, although sometimes they do, but when they do interview someone, I find so fascinating is they'll interview them, and then they'll start playing sounds.
That's what we wanted.
Yeah, of things in the background. Sometimes it's just an actual sound effect they put in, but
right.
Sometimes literally it's like, you know, they did an episode where they were doing, like, dolphin calls, and they were they took their recording mic to their actual, like, you know, aquarium or wherever in the field where it was, and you could feel, like, the water and the movement of the boat and people around, and, like, you get into the ambiance and the setting of where they
are. That's what we were doing. So what we've done since February is basically taken our, well, not a mic, but taken the phone with us. So this all started because we were lost in the mountains, actually, on our way to this hot springs park that everyone told us is amazing, and, you know, the reviews online were incredible, and that it looks like basically the Valley of the Moon in the middle of nowhere, and so we were really excited to go there, and then we figured that it looked on the map very close, and so we figured we were going to be there in an hour or so, and then here we are 4 or 5 hours later, you know, driving and driving and driving, and then the car overheated, and then we're just kind of sitting there, and it's kind of like, well, you have basically two options. You can either, you know, lose your cool and get frustrated and turn around and go back, and I literally know many people that would have done that, or we decided actually to start recording sounds for a podcast, and so that's how this got started. And then the next month, we went on an incredible trip to the glaciers down in the south of Chile, pretty much as close as you can get to Antarctica on the continent. And then we took again the phone and recorded the sounds of being in the boat, and then when the ice was falling, and all the sounds of the motor cruising through, you know, these frigid waters and different things. The problem was, and this is something that we didn't even understand until yesterday, really, the problem was that stuff doesn't mean anything unless we get this out there. I kind of, you know, I feel embarrassed at the sound of my own voice.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm already feeling like, okay, we're running, you know, this is a podcast supposed to explain the podcast, and we're kind of, like, rambling on about, like, why we haven't published the podcast instead of talking about what the podcast actually is. And there's all these things I'm sure, you know, we want to edit or whatever, but I feel like this episode we can just put it out there and be our, like, our first episode, you know, our episode zero or whatever. And then we kind of just make it, you know, go from there, because we do have all these different ideas of what we actually want each episode to be, and we have the schedule we kind of want to do this on. And that, I mean, the actual fun part of the podcast, something that we've talked about before, like, we actually have a great time expressing ideas, mm-hmm. things we want to write about, but we actually find it easier to
speak them out.
You know, kind of go back and forth with each other on these ideas and build off of them while we're talking about them. And we normally, I just kind of written blog posts actually about that, and I've been posting it on a blog that we have, and we still need to actually post on that too, stuff we have in draft form and everything. But I think this will give us a way of just kind of picking one of those topics, these things that are maybe events that are happening in our life, and then really craft this in just a very, you know, like an audio format with this podcast and get it out there, you know.
So I guess we should talk a little bit at least about, you know, what the plan is for this and kind of like what you were just saying. So
yeah, so what is this podcast actually going to be?
Yeah, so, I mean, just for anyone that doesn't know us and for those that do but haven't seen us in years because of our lifestyle, so Ashok and I travel a lot. We generally live part of the year in Santiago in Chile, and then we live part of the year in the U.S., and that has a lot to do with the fact that my business particularly is based in Latin America, and that's the whole premise of it, is working with Latin American professionals to work from home for U.S. companies, and so I do need to be there. And of course, you know, my daughter is there, she's about to turn 9, and so obviously, you know, we spend a lot of time with her in Santiago. And so we naturally, because of, well, both of us are bicultural, you know, Ashok, you have family in India and in the U.S. and all over the U.S. actually in different places, and I have family in Chile and in Mexico, and also a little bit here as well in the U.S. And so just by nature, you know, we have to travel, and we love it as well. We love living in different places. And so what ends up happening, though, is that the people that we love that are in so many different cities throughout the world, we don't see them as often as we want to. And so we tend to, you know, lose touch with them, and we don't want that to happen. We want people to be able to share in our stories, because I feel like it's a little bit selfish, even on my part, to go to these incredible places, meet these incredible people, have amazing experiences, and then by the time I finally get to, let's say, you know, whatever city, you know, a certain cousin or aunt or uncle or something is in, and try to tell them about the experience, I end up not being able to express it in the same amount of detail and vibrancy as in the moment when I'm actually experiencing it. So I feel like that does a disservice to even the person that I'm explaining it to, because, you know, it was so much more incredible, the perception of it in that moment, than it even is. I mean, it's like when you're in school and, you know, your mom says, like, so what did you learn in science class today? And you're like, I don't know, about birds, you know, or something like that. And it's nothing like when your mind was blown about, you know, the pterodactyls in the prehistoric age or something. But by the time you get home and you tell it, then you only get one word or even a paragraph or something. So that's a big thing for me, is that part of it.
And the podcast is going to revolve around stories. So we're going to pick one specific theme, one event, or just something that's happening in our lives. We're planning to do this like once a week, but then having a once a month, maybe a different format of the podcast. But the idea is that there would be something like in form of a story, and we really feel like stories kind of help, you know, like they craft like the narrative of our own lives. You know, this conference too, a lot of messages and things that were being said a lot is that, you know, it's really important to take, you know, take it in your own hand and to craft the narrative of your life story, you know, so you're doing meaningful, impactful things while you're on this planet, you know. And it's like the urgency of understanding, you know, like our time here and the importance and relevance of why we're here, and being able to really share that and connect with others. Because there was a really great quote actually from the conference, I think you had circled it actually in your notebook,
community is the point where our stories intersect.
Yeah, that quote really resonated with us, I think, because it describes that we're all living these stories, and at the point at which all, you know, we can find even an intersection between those stories. Sometimes it's simply in an interest we have, which is why they intersect. So anyways, we'll see how this goes. And, yeah. guess we'll finally be able to share something.
Guess we just did it. Yeah. We just recorded an intro episode.
Yeah, we recorded this. We'll just have to add the intro onto it.
Yep.
Maybe add the little Chilean outro here.
Yes.
So it's really cool because we kind of got like an Indian themed intro.
Yes.
And then we got a Chilean music that was outro. I mean, it was kind of made for an intro, but I think we use it as an outro.
It
uses an outro because it has a little bit of a lower, mellower energy to it, and the intro is like a high energy, like almost like a Bollywood music type energy. So
even our podcast musics are a fusion like us.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to have eventually you will see more of this. We're going to try to do like fusion cooking and all kinds of things and bring together both of our cultures, all four of them anyway,
and the different arts. Like, I mean, you obviously you play guitar, and this year actually we've done we've actually sang and written and sang a song.
We did
for Jeff's
for my brother and my sister-in-law.
There's a lot of different aspects we're going to bring into this, so it's not just going to be probably spoken form even. The whole time.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be fun. Just get it out there.
Yeah, we're going to ship shit.
Yes, that. Here we go. All right. This is episode zero. Let's figure out how to cue the Chilean music. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, you have to first push the stop button, I guess.
Where's the stop button?
The
okay, I found the stop button, all so right. I'm stopping.
All right, cue Chilean music right about now.
Okay, so thanks for listening.
That was awful.
What date is it right now?
It must be October because it's freezing. I'm so cold.
This was recorded in May.
Yeah, I wasn't as cold then.
Stay tuned.
Next podcast in 2 weeks.